Everyone communicates differently. Some people prefer to talk face to face. Some people enjoy long phone calls. Some people communicate using adaptive devices. Even though we may be able to communicate in different ways, many people have a preferred method, or maybe more importantly, a method they do not prefer.
Imagine you are providing in-home support to Dean, who lives with his mother. Part of your job is to help him participate in activities he enjoys. Dean has limited verbal skills, and you have little experience with other modes of communication. Dean uses some words, gestures, and a communication book with pictures to communicate. These are his preferred ways of communicating.
Your first time working with Dean, you ask him if he wants to go hiking at the nature preserve. He doesn't answer you. You take out his communication book, and suddenly he is flipping through the pictures and points to a picture of the zoo. You ask him if that is what he wants to do, and Dean goes to get his coat, which you have learned is his way of saying yes, he wants to go and do the suggested activity. By using Dean's communication book to communicate with him, you are using his preferred way of communicating. You are honoring and respecting his communication preference. In a way, you are saying, I care. I want to communicate with you.